You see, the real reason for having this kind of musical excerpt from The Wizard of Oz is to ensure that our biscuit maker extraordinaire has actually got time to not only choreograph her own dance steps as she's actually removing the biscuits from the oven, but can also say happy hello, Sarah Gayton. Are you there, Sarah?
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Oh, we're rocking and rolling in a wonderful biscuit. I often start to say, not so much if I only had a heart, if I only had one of Sarah Gayton's biscuits. But we'll get that sorted through because I still haven't sent you the address, so we'll have to get that processed shortly, otherwise we'll get through the Christmas mail and who knows what will be happening, etc.
Well, you'll be able to have some mince pies now as well, because we've already done, I think it's 7,000 we're up to at the moment.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't mess around, does she? So, you know, people sort of fret and fret about, you know, 7,000 mince pies.
Yeah, we haven't started yet, really. We're just playing at it.
Exactly. So, award-winning congratulations from all of us here on the Midweek Drive team, Sarah.
Oh, thank you very, very much. I tell you what, last week at the Savoy, they announced that I'd won my award. I couldn't get upstage quick enough. I ran onto the stage, grabbed my award, ran off, and then they had to call me back when it all finished the photos because I didn't really wait for my photo.
I can see that, having seen your Facebook photograph with respect to how you're jumping over with the horse, etc. I can visualise you going for that thing. Fantastic. So it's a great stuff. Natalie, questions from yourself.
Yeah, actually, I was just wondering if you've got any more people involved in the...
Exactly. How is this campaign going? We're both Natalie and myself are making our way, representing, as we say, the Midweek Drive team to the Tastes of Lincolnshire event. We're at the pressed evening on Friday, and you can bet your bottom dollar we'll be mentioning this as often as we can.
Brilliant.
This is over 100 stalls offering gourmet gifts, fine wines and beers, the best British produce and a sample of flavours from across the world, a range of live cooking and craft demonstrations. So I think we need to obviously start promoting this. How's the event going in your own from your own perspective, Sarah?
Well, on Saturday and Sunday, I was at the Winter Fair at Staffordshire County Showground, and I got the young farmers to take the camera out with them, and they got another 10 videos of all ages of farmers saying they want to, you know, see Taste of Britain at the Olympics. And then I got an older farmer out doing some filming as well. He came back with another 4, so they will be up on the Facebook page probably by Sunday, because I'm flat out at the moment. We're actually going to the House of Lords tomorrow, and wish me luck, because I've never spoken at the House of Lords before, but we're actually going to the AGM of the Women and Food and Farming Union, and we'll be hopefully inspiring over, I think it's about 100 ladies going from all across the country, and hopefully we'll inspire them to go back to their places where they live, again, to spread the message.
It's interesting you mentioned that. We were going to raise it with Sarah Chase, who I'm sure will actually be at the House of Lords herself as one of the key fine folk within the London branch of the Women's Farmers Union. Of course, well known as Sarah, Helen Bauer is one of the presidents who's working with that as well. So do pass on our very best wishes to the folk, really. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the thought of actually, I mean, you know, we've got, surely you should be Baroness Gayton from Derbyshire.
Well, the other thing that's happened, I don't know if I told you last time, we've done the filming now with the students from Buxton University, and those students, they're not farmers, but one of the ladies, Lois, she's like a model. And I tell you what, this lady, she wore high heel boots with a short skirt with a beautiful top, and she was standing in where all the pigs live, in a pig sty. And I tell you what, all the students were looking at me going, "Sarah, what are we doing here?" I says, "Look, you're here to do what you've learnt at college, you know, just to support."
Listen, Sarah, you said it all in the words, "She's like a model," okay?
She is destined for TV, that girl. And you know what? I said, think what what the farmers can say. And she, you know what? She came up, she said, you know, taste the best of Britain made here in the Peak District. And I was like, Lois, you're absolutely fantastic. And you know what? By the end of the first filming with the pigs and the chickens, one girl wouldn't let a chicken go. They were directing the filming. And then by the second farmer, they were in control and they were absolutely stunning. So, you know, when the work's completed, we'll send you a copy down. But, you know, they're racing on without me. They're going out next Tuesday to do filming again. So we can't stop these students from Buxton. They're absolutely stunners.
Well, there we are. Yeah, you're only saying that to put some of the Lincoln vote to show. I tell you, we're here. All you need to do is come along and we can work through all sorts of other bits and pieces.
I tell you what, in January, if it doesn't snow, I'll be over like a shot, because I'm so quiet in January. And this, I've seen the lady.
I can't imagine you ever being quiet, Sarah, but that's by the by.
I know, it's terrible. I will get this student as well. I told her what was happening. Her eyes nearly popped out of her head. So we're challenging.
Like a model with eyes popping out of her head. What a charming painting you've got. Wonderful.
So she's going to come over. But then the other stunning news is that Eunice, from who's the press lady for the Women in Food and Farming, she's actually got me a meeting with the Minister of Rural Affairs, Food and Farming, I think it is, from in London. Caroline Spielman, is it?
Indeed.
So we're actually going to pitch this on the 15th of December in London to a minister. So, again, if you can get support from Lincoln, I beg and please just try and get a few shots of people saying videos onto the Facebook page, or even just people logging on to say, you know, this is a good idea. Because the farmers, I mean, the young farmers, we couldn't stop them on Sunday. They were actually thinking it was a brilliant idea. So, you know, if there are more people on there, it'd be absolutely stunning.
So you mentioned Facebook, etc.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, obviously, Joy and Natalie will start the campaign. Shall we join Sarah Gayton's Facebook page?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, brilliant.
<We're gonna join.
laughs> Okay, how do they get to your Facebook page, Sarah?
It's called Farmers on Film, mm-hmm. Feeding the Olympic Dream.
So a nice snappy title there, basically. Easily remembered. FOF, fantastic. Farmers on Film, Feeding the Olympic Dream.
Yeah. You can tell I'm not very techno-savvy. I think I should have made it a lot shorter, but I haven't got a clue when I started, to be honest, with all this technology. So I haven't updated it as much the past couple of weeks because I'm just flat-out mince-pieing and everything.
That's it.
But we are on the case, and, you know, there's so much support out here. Mm. And I think, oh, the other thing, and again, before we went to the award ceremony in the Savoy, I met this brilliant gentleman who's like a leading expert in tourism research, and I told him about this idea for the barcoding and the farmers and also promoting Britain across the country. And do you know what he said?
I can't even begin to suggest the thoughts, really.
He said, go and pitch it to the Minister of Tourism. And I thought, I didn't even know we had one. Visit Britain. So again,
he's not very good at promoting himself then, obviously, is he?
So again, if we can, this is a little digress on the Farmers on Film, but if we can, if you guys again want to back it, when we finally send the letter in, and the more the merrier, you know, because we've got to promote Britain before this Olympics.
I think I can fairly safely say you'll get a letter signed by the midweek drive team at
Brilliant.
The very least to actually say, yeah, we support this whole thing from
Brilliant.
South Side. Sorry, you know, we can make that decision now. And what do you think, ladies? You think that's well
yeah.
for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Natalie, any other questions you'd like to throw at our bundle of energy here?
Yeah, well, actually, didn't we meet some bread makers at the tractor?
Yeah. Well done, Natalie Smith.
Brilliant.
You see, finger on the pulse there, you're quite right. David, from who's making his own bread and doing all manner of marvellous things, his podcast will be going up fairly shortly on our sister site, but he has indeed said he was very keen on this, so
yeah.
We'll be sharing that word. And yes, Natalie can vouch for the fact that we weren't actually dealing with Natalie coping with the mules, the owls and various other things that were actually there.
We
were very keen. Interviewing yeah. dogs, of course, always good from that point of view. That was a dreadful way to refer to some of the people of yes, we were certainly promoting your fine campaign, Sarah, so it continues
Brilliant.
To grow.
Well, you know what? I mean, one of the things I've got this going for as well is, could you imagine all those European visitors to England and to Britain? And then we've got to give them some of the top bread in the country, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. I think so, mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be embarrassing if you gave them some of the...
leftovers.
The bread on the market,
exactly.
it'd be disaster. We need to. So you're bread makers, tell them get the finger out and get on that Olympic site and log on.
Brilliant.
Because you don't have to supply masses and masses and masses. It could be, you know, just be realistic what they could produce. But then again, you know, we want to give them a good taste of Britain. We don't want to give them, you know, cheap. We want to give them high-quality produce,
Precisely.
Don't we?
Much like the Midweek Drive, Farmers on Film, Feeding the Olympic Dream, that's the base on Facebook, and your own website for the company, Sarah, remains...
It's www.tasteofthemorelands.co.uk. Oh, and the other thing, if they do a search on YouTube, Farmers on Film... Farmers on Film, Taste of the Morelands, I've got my new advert up for making my 80 biscuits. And that will be on with a barcode on my product when I can get round to do it. So I will be launching the new Torquay and interactive packaging on my biscuits to prove this will work for the Olympics.
Support, action. That's the whole thing. It's been fantastic stuff. Last two questions for Sarah Gayton, please, Joy.
Sarah, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
I tell you what, I love this. I mean, I went to do my horse quickly, and he was sort of looking at me going, what's going on, Mum? I've got to get back to that bakery, Rupert, make you some more roaches, but it's just getting to talk to you, like, it's absolutely...
Does he like your bickies?
And I tell you, he stops by the van. He won't go past it. Well, big hooves, he's a big horse, and he just won't go past, and it's like, Rupert, please, come on.
Oh, bless him.
But I tell everybody that I'm on Radio Lincoln, you know, Syrian Radio, and they don't believe it. I said, yeah, I said, they're absolutely stunning. So you're getting well-known around our parts as well.
Sarah, you can listen online, you can go, and obviously you can download the podcast as well, so it's all there in full force, as you're well aware.
Brilliant.
Sarah, will you join us again in the future then?
Hey, I tell you what, I'm still waiting for my jingle. You send me your...
Yeah.
You send me the address, I'll send the biscuits, and you get me jingle.
Oh, nice one.
Well, listen, can you all keep your fingers crossed for me tomorrow night as well?
Yeah.
Because we've got this... Don't ask me how, but we've made the final list again for the iNet Innovation Awards that the University of Lincoln actually supports.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And it's on tomorrow night. So, but actually, Alex, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Hey, what a...
Hey.
What a
hey.
Don't ask me how, but I managed to get a spare ticket tomorrow night. But the only thing is, it doesn't finish till midnight.
Come on, Cinder,
you're
free.
Normally, you know I'm up for all this. I'll actually be in Teesside tomorrow night, actually. Back in Lincoln, sort of on the Friday for the Taste of Lincolnshire. If only we know anyway, it'll work out. It'll be positive thinking going down. Great stuff.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much. And I'll let you know as soon as possible what happened.
Yeah. Fantastic. Sarah Gayton, as always, we salute you. We'll hold there because you can actually sort of say happy trails as well, because we've got the final quote of the day. Two quotes, in fact. First of all, we'll take Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path.
Hey, that's me!
And leave a trail. Exactly. And the classic Thomas Dewar line, minds are like parachutes, they only function when open, which is quite right too. We thank the team, Helen Marriott, for joining us earlier today. Christina Novelli will be with us in the not-too-distant future. Richard Fitzwilliams, of course, Michelle Monroe, Liz Ayton, Sarah Chase, and your good self, Sarah Gayton. Joy, have you enjoyed the show?
Very, very much so.
And Natalie?
As always, yes.
Well, so I take it we will be returning in the near future?
If invited.
Back on again next week in all manner of marvellous ways, plus Taste of Lincolnshire betwixt times. Heaven to Late with Georgia Brown and Simon. Up next, we say goodbye with Elton John. If you're a listener to Siren, you show excellent taste. Congratulations, well done. And we'll see you again soon. Can we say bye-bye?
Bye!
Bye!